That's a fun game.
Yeah, no question, man. It's a lot of fun.
Bubba, what's Bubba doing that kind of got him all, everything going together this year?
I mean, again, kid's just a talented kid, and sometimes I think the game, the culture, the media expect things before they're ready. None of us are able to tell you when a kid's going to hit his potential or his stride or his ceiling or whatever. It's up to the kid, you know, and just taking him a couple of years. You know, I think everybody thought because he was such a talented, raw athlete, he was just going to zoom up. And we knew it. We knew we were going to have to be patient. We knew this was his third sport coming out of high school. And so it's just a matter. I mean, the kid's only, you know, going to be 23, or he is 23. And just experience, you know.
I think Dayton Moore even mentioned to somebody in 2015 that you'd heard that. That was kind of when he would pull for him.
No, I hadn't heard that, no. But, again, you just kind of, you know, I was lucky enough to have him on our team in the fall league. You could see the strides he was making. He was coming. And then came in spring training, worked out some things, and hit the season running. So you knew it was coming. You know, kids that are that talented, you know, usually don't miss on them. It's just, I think people think you miss because they're not right away results. And again, like everything in society, everybody wants quick results, which is understandable. But you gotta be patient with these kids, even though you have an urgency to get them better. And, you know, he's worked his tail off and just coming into his own.
He mentioned Liddy. What's a guy like Liddy who's played in the bigs? What's that do for these guys?
It's incredible. You know, Liddy stays on them. I didn't even know this happened, but I heard the other day that a couple guys were laughing on their phones after a loss, and Liddy jumped their ass, you know, and told them that's not how we act after a loss. And so he polices the clubhouse. He validates things we say as coaches that you have to do to get to the big leagues because he's been there. He validates the things we do here because we do things right. And so it's a huge, again, I don't look at Alex Liddy as a coach or expect things from him, but he's such the ultimate professional, and the fact he can play. You know, he can get on these guys because he backs it up with the way he plays, the stats he puts up.
He got some good pitching tonight from Zizek. What's he need to do to keep Craig Gain in his
strike? Same thing. He's got to control the strike zone. Has used all his pitches. He's got to pitch inside. That's what he did. Kept him off balance. Pitched it effectively. Threw some nice cutters, big curveball. When he works in his low pitches, he usually will run through a game pretty easy. Good. Yep. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you, man.